The lesson from Romans chapter 3. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that we might be just, that he might be just, and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Sometimes two people get into a very huge argument, and it takes a while to calm down, but eventually they can tolerate each other again. It's even better when they can become good friends again. The same is true between us and God. Our sins make us enemies of God. We can't get along, and God has to punish. God can't just ignore our sins. The sins must be paid for. But God cares enough to find a way to bring us back without our paying the penalty, by putting the penalty on Jesus through his life and death. We describe this with terms like justified, declared innocent, redeemed, bought back. God bought us back so that we belong to him again, in a sense as his servants, but even more as his dear children, through the price that Christ paid on Calvary. St. Paul here says that God set Christ as a propitiation, an unusual word. 11 English translations use this word. 5 use the word mercy seat or throne of mercy. 5 say atonement or sacrifice for sin or something like that. It refers to that one day in the year in ancient Israel when the high priest would enter that dark little room called the Holy of Holies, or most holy place. In that room was the Ark of the Covenant. Its cover was called the mercy seat, with the two cherubim above it. Here was the place of God's merciful presence for his people. But because of their sins, they couldn't see it. They couldn't go in there. They couldn't approach at all. Only the high priest could intervene. And only on that one day a year, and only in that simple white robe, and only if he brought the blood of the sacrifice. He sprinkled the blood there 7 times to cover the sins of all the people. But this was a picture and a demonstration to Israel of the ultimate sacrifice, the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation at the mercy seat, which is brought about by Christ. Hebrews says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Jesus' blood is powerful because it is the blood of God himself, the blood of God's Son, who is without sin and without guilt, pure and holy to wash away our sins. We use that language about being washed in the blood of Christ without always thinking about it. Remember Lady Macbeth trying to wash the blood from her hands, from her guilty hands. Can you imagine trying to use blood to wash away guilt? And yet God uses this language to show the depth of our sin and the immensity of his mercy, that someone died to cover our sins. Christ is that atoning sacrifice at the mercy seat. He not only blots out our guilt and expiates our guilt, he is the propitiation, regaining our God's love for us, reconciling us forever. In this week of the church year, we consider God's grace and his mercy, something we don't earn or deserve, but it is a free gift through Christ, because he died and shed his blood so that we may live forever. God is righteous and true to himself, punishing our sins in the person of Jesus, his Son. But God is also merciful and kind, restoring us who were made in his image, that we might live and reflect his glory now and in eternity. We thank and praise our gracious God for his merciful sacrifice of propitiation for redemption and salvation. Amen.